As a war erupted, airstrikes, artillery shells, along with severe shortages of medicine, food, and clean water, have brought one of the world's most densely populated places to its knees, including parents who have lost their children due to Israeli airstrikes. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
A displaced Gazan father left his newborn twins with his wife to collect their birth certificates, only to find out that while he was gone, they were all killed in an Israeli airstrike. Mohammed Abu Al-Kamsan's baby boy and girl, Asa and Aisel, were born on Saturday, and they were killed on Tuesday, along with their mother and grandmother. They were sheltering in an apartment after fleeing northern Gaza.
I went to get the birth certificates for the children. I hadn't yet celebrated them.
He and others carried the twins, who were wrapped in white shrouds. It's a common sight in Gaza, where Israel's land and air campaign has put hundreds of thousands of people regularly on the move in search of shelter.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. For more than a week, Ukrainian troops have pushed into the Kursk region of Russia, just north of their border, in the most extensive incursion by Kyiv's forces in the 2.5-year-old war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Talks aimed at ending Sudan's shattering 16-month-old civil war began on Wednesday in Switzerland, although the absence of the military dampened hopes for imminent steps to alleviate the country's humanitarian crisis. Idem Wasornu, director of the Operations and Advocacy Division at the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
South Sudan is indeed in the grips of a growing food insecurity crisis, a climate crisis, and an economic crisis, all while suffering the impact of the conflict in Sudan and dwindling financial support for the humanitarian response.
UN officials have warned that Sudan is at a breaking point and that there will be tens of thousands of preventable deaths from hunger, disease, floods, and violence in the coming months without a larger global response. Taliban authorities mark the third anniversary of their return to power in Afghanistan with a military parade in Bagram. Taliban forces seized the capital, Kabul, on August 15, 2021, after the U.S.-backed government collapsed and its leaders fled into exile. Alison Davidian is the United Nations Women's Head of the Afghanistan Country Office.
The most striking trend is the erasure of Afghan women from public life. To date, no woman in Afghanistan has a leadership position anywhere that has influence politically, either at national or provincial level.
The Taliban have secured Afghanistan through checkpoints, armored vehicles, and hundreds of thousands of fighters, but the country is not safe, especially for women and minorities, as civilian casualties from suicide bombings and other attacks persist. Thailand's prime minister was dismissed on Wednesday by the Constitutional Court for a breach of ethics. Rachel Judah from Reuters has more.
Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin had appointed a former lawyer who was briefly imprisoned in 2008 to his cabinet. But the court ruled that in doing so, the prime minister had violated the constitution by appointing a minister who did not meet ethical standards. Srettha now becomes the fourth Thai premier in 16 years to be removed by verdicts from the same court. Srettha's removal after less than a year in power means parliament must convene to choose a new premier, while an interim leader steps in and the cabinet assumes a caretaker role. But with that comes a prospect of more uncertainty in a country dogged for two decades by coups and court rulings that have brought down multiple governments and political parties.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. Many Bangkok residents have said Thavisin's removal was justified and part of a, quote, dirty political gain, unquote. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.
Right now, BOA1